Very early on, I made a very clear distinction between the kinds of engagement that you want to think about when you're doing active learning. And I think at the very first level, there's an emotional engagement. An emotional engagement in and of itself is absolutely useless. Right? We're teachers, we're not entertainers. And so if all you're doing is emotionally engaging them, then you're not doing your job. There's a social engagement. These rooms are they're based on collaborative learning, right? Subtle difference between cooperative and collaborative. So people work together, which is different than cooperating. So instead of me doing a task and you doing a different task and then us putting them together, that's cooperating.
Right.
We're collaborating. So I'm helping you, you're helping me, we're doing the same kind of things. They're doing something different. So the idea is that these are collaborative learning environments. So the emotional engagement is good to get them into a socially engaged space. Once you've got them socially engaged, your task is to give, or as a teacher, your job is to give them tasks and activities that engage them cognitively. And so what you do is it's sort of like this step. You know,
right.
the emotional first, then the social, then the cognitive.
That's beautiful.
And if it breaks down anywhere, then I think you're not doing your job. And that's the difficulty of it, is because it's really easy to make this fun. Learning in this room can be fun. But if it doesn't have any substance to it, what you're doing is you're leveraging the emotion and you're leveraging the social to get at the cognitive.